It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This week in Olympia, absolutely no need for increased taxes. That's the message from state Senate Republicans after new revenue projections were announced. Republican Senate Budget Chief Linda Wilson says revenues are now projected to return to pre-pandemic levels, with an additional $3 billion expected through 2023.
That's unprecedented. We have stronger retail sales than they anticipated in November, and the real estate excise taxes for residential is up quite a bit, and we have a stronger GDP than forecast.
Wilson says this and the billions of dollars of federal money coming into the state make an income tax on capital gains and other tax hikes completely unnecessary. She says they should be looking at cutting taxes instead.
Looking at the working families tax credit, get that money back into the pockets of the people that need it the most. I think that we should be looking at property tax relief and looking at the manufacturing, looking at lowering that B&O rate or completely eliminating it.
Senator Mike Padden agrees.
It actually shuts down, in my mind, the discussion about all these tax proposals that are here in Olympia, especially the income tax proposal that's over in the House right now. But we've had proposals to raise the tax on soda pop, gasoline, and on and on it goes.
Another state senator says the new revenue forecast proves Washington's tax system is not broken. Senator Jeff Wilson says,
very proud of our existing taxation system. Washington State is kind of a pay-as-you-go tax collector instead of a surprise at the end of the year. It's really a fair way to go. It works very well, even during times of a pandemic.
The Longview Republican says advocates of higher taxes and spending who say our state's tax system is broken are simply wrong. In other news, the legislature's top Republican leaders say the governor's endorsement of 3-foot spacing for classrooms would help schools comply with his order to reopen. Senate Republican leader John Braun.
Recent studies have shown that 3-foot can be done safely. This is especially important in our small public schools around the state where they just don't have the space to spread kids out.
House Republican leader J.T. Wilcox says those studies prompted their request to the governor.
Governor, we need the state of Washington to come forward, recognize this research, and issue our own recommendation of 3 feet.
The CDC director just told Congress that Massachusetts is seeing success with 3-foot spacing when combined with proper face covering and hygiene. The Republican legislative leaders hope the same thing can happen here in Washington.
We are all aware of the price that kids are paying right now, every day.
Falling behind academically, but also social, emotional. We have increased suicides.
Those are just some of the things that happened this week in Olympia.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.